Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The tech breakup heard around the world. The co-founders of Facebook's popular Instagram app are stepping down, a move marking continued tumult at the social networking giant. It appears that Facebook messed with Instagram. That's what it all came down to. We'll get the details, but first, these tech headlines. Uber scored a legal victory over drivers on Tuesday. A federal appeals court dismantled the class action status of a lawsuit that had sought to reclassify independent contractors as employees and change the course of the so-called gig economy. A panel of judges at the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that some 240,000 drivers would have to pursue their claims individually in arbitration. How Uber and other gig economy companies classify their workers has been a hot-button issue for years, as their business models depend on workers assuming labor costs, such as health insurance and equipment maintenance. Uber also faces pressure from some cities to boost pay. Last month, New York City passed legislation that would set a minimum wage for drivers, and Seattle is also considering a minimum wage threshold. SoftBank is doubling down on one of its biggest bets in India by leading a $1 billion investment in hotel booking startup Oyo Hotels. The India-based company has received $800 million, which chief exec Masayoshi Son is using to back cutting-edge tech. Launched in 2013, Oyo has used tech and standardization to help match scores of independent small hotels to new customers. In a bid to boost the speed and accuracy of food recalls, among other benefits, Walmart is requiring direct suppliers of lettuce, spinach, and other greens to join its food tracking blockchain by early next year. The Journal's Kim Nash has more on the move that comes after 18 months of tests tracing the origins of berries, mangoes, and other goods on a system developed by IBM known as the IBM Food Trust Blockchain, a group that includes Walmart, Nestle, Dole, and several other food companies. And according to a Dole spokeswoman, quote, blockchain can and should be used to promote transparency around food safety, end quote. Coming up, amid Instagram co-founder's departure from Facebook, a look at the conflicts that led to the split and what lies ahead for both companies. The two co-founders of Facebook's popular Instagram app are stepping down. Kevin Systrom, Instagram CEO, and Mike Krieger, chief tech officer, clashed with Facebook execs over the extent of Instagram's autonomy in recent months. Let's get more. Joining us from our San Francisco bureau is Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman. Hey, Deepa.
How's it going?
Good. So, you're keeping up with all of the latest. You're
barely keeping up. Yeah.
I know. It's a lot. But as your reporting puts it, it all kind of comes down to something simple here. Instagram does not like to be messed with. That's what your headline says. What are we learning about the conflicts that led to this split and how this relationship started and how it got to where it ended up?
So for a long time, the marriage was a pretty happy one with Instagram and Facebook. They had pretty kind of mutually beneficial relationship where the co-founders of Instagram had total product autonomy, but then would share Facebook resources when it came to things like HR and computing power and a lot of other things. So the founders had a very comfortable, just a really good deal, and they were widely seen as probably the happiest of the acquisitions for a long time and a very fruitful one. I mean, Instagram now powers so much of Facebook's growth that it seemed to be working. But things started to change a little bit towards the end of last year. According to some of the sources I've talked to, that's when Facebook started to insert itself in a lot of different areas in Instagram's business and started to restrict the autonomy that the founders had enjoyed for a while. And these kinds of management changes and this kind of push-pull between the parent company and this unit were really jarring for a lot of the founders, for the founders and a lot of the employees at the company, because they were used to a much more, a much more amicable relationship. Among the many different friction points, one was around product. So for a long time, Instagram really benefited from its association with Facebook. It grew a lot because Facebook helped point users into Instagram. And then Instagram started to become a big jumping off point for Facebook. And a lot of users were coming to Facebook from Instagram. And at a certain point, there were changes made with the Facebook product that made it difficult to go back. In other words, Facebook was taking growth from Instagram, which is all fine and good, but they weren't returning the favor. And that started to really irk the co-founders, in addition to sort of the lack of autonomy they seem to be sensing.
It's such an interesting look at power and the dynamics and the shifting of the dynamics. So what do we know about the future? What do the co-founders have to say and, you know, the strategy moving ahead?
So I think, you know, the news broke suddenly. The New York Times broke it and then it was quickly confirmed by a lot of different publications. And it took everybody by surprise, I mean, including the founders themselves. And I think, you know, a lot of employees weren't aware that this was in the works and this was going to happen. There's just a lot of shock in the air. And I think people are starting to, that shock is kind of settling down a little bit, or starting to. But now what happens next is the big question. So Adam Mosseri was moved over from Facebook to Instagram in the spring. We have a source just saying that that was partly in response to the fact that Mark Zuckerberg and other senior executives had a feeling or an inkling that it was a possibility that the co-founders might leave. And if they were ever going to leave, they were going to leave together. And so he's the most likely candidate and the most likely leader. Now it's just about keeping users and advertisers happy with the product. And so it seems likely that they'll be able to do that, at least in the short run, but it'll be something to watch.
Right. And, you know, same goes for Facebook. Ultimately, big question is, what does this mean for Facebook going forward? And how do they keep their advertisers happy? How do they keep their users happy?
That's a perennial question for Facebook. And that's something that they're dealing with, especially when you think about all the different challenges that company is facing from a public relations standpoint. It's really difficult to turn on the news and see a story about Facebook and have it be positive these days. It's usually about election interference or violent content or, you know, some sort of controversy. And the company really hasn't had a break in the last 2 years from sort of critical press coverage. So I think that's why Instagram has been such an important property for the company, because it hasn't been beset with these issues. People still love Instagram. You know, it's still where they go to watch food videos and fashion and travel and think about those kinds of things. You know, it's just like a more of a diversion rather than sort of a place where political misinformation is everywhere.
All right. So this is a story that is certainly in motion. We'll be sure to have you back with the latest, Deepa. We always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.